of the Saskatoon Blades and the man behind the Saskatoon Entertainment Group, which also owns the Saskatchewan Rush and my favorite summer passion, the Saskatoon Berries of the Western Canadian Baseball League. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Priestner. Sir, good to have you along.
Thanks for having me, Les. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thoughts on first period?
Okay, I'm not going to say a thing about the refs. I told you that. I thought we competed super hard, 3 penalty kills in a row. Really proud of the boys for sure.
Okay, moving forward, this team, they had to make some tough decisions prior to January the 10th. Your thoughts on what had to be done and the fact that it's looking really good for down the line?
Well, a couple of things. I think anybody knew what we had to do. The fans are very smart here. The way Colin and his team were up front and faced those hard questions, I think, was fantastic. We were supposed to fight, I think, Moose Jaw for last place, according to all the pundits. We were Max Hildebrand away from literally winning that one game and being first in our group. So absolutely thrilled how the teams looked this year, played this year, and the setup for the next couple of years looks incredible for the rebuild. There was no rebuild. That's the funniest part ever.
Thoughts on crowd? We have another good attendance here tonight. I mean, you're down 3-0 in the series, and yet you get another good solid crowd here tonight cheering you on.
Yeah, another 5,000, I think, tonight. It's just, I can't say enough about the fans all year. Just fantastic, and I can't thank them enough. They've just been really, really good. And in my 12 years here, I think it's been 12 years, the average age has definitely dropped in the building, which is a huge, huge good thing for everything.
Tell me about the league. I know you go to the meetings. You're in on all the discussions. We've got Penticton coming in next year and maybe Chilliwack the year after that. The question I get from everybody is it going to be 13 teams in the Western Conference and only 11 in the Eastern Conference? What's going to happen with that, Mike?
We would love that because for years did we not have the extra team?
Yes,
and
you did.
You know, so it would even out there. I have no idea what they're going to do for conferences if Chilliwack gets in. I think Penticton's a fantastic market. It's really good for travel for everybody because it's right by Kelowna. And they're going to bring, I think, €3 in next year.
Yes.
Which adds another 22 players to the league, so that should really help. Just thrilled with the whole thing in the league in general. I mean, the goaltending is just, you've seen it, it's just phenomenal, the play, the speed. Really happy with that.
And now that the NCAA situation changing, the fact that you no longer have to have kids deciding whether they want to go the college route and go junior A or would they play Western Hockey League or major junior, now you can play whichever way you want. You can also go to the NCAA still. I think it just helps out the player to make some decisions that are best for him.
Well, forgetting us as a team, this is way better for the players. There's just 100%. For sure. There's going to be a lot of 16-year-olds playing now because some of the top 16-year-olds that wouldn't play because scholarships, that's over, so that's fantastic. It's going to be tough on the teams that don't treat their players fantastic. Decent hotels, decent meals, great coaching. It'll be a lot easier for them at 19 to leave. If you've got a really happy person here that's been treated great, I think our odds of keeping them until 20 are going to be a lot better than some other teams.
Last one, Mike. Back in 2013 when you bought the team, the franchise was having some issues with fan support. They had hosted the Memorial Cup. It didn't go well that year. They were out in the first round, battled in the Memorial Cup itself, but you've not missed the playoffs 5 years in a row taking over the team. Now you're starting to see this is 6 straight years qualifying for the playoffs. Are you making some money back after the initial losses that you had to incur?
No, believe it or not. This is a struggle to break even. I'm not complaining for 1 second. The goal is to break even, and we're almost there. So I'm not one bit worried about that part of it. The growth with the crowds and with the young people, I'm very, very happy with that.
Good. Mike, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you upstairs.
Hopefully we're around for another game on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring you up again. Team owner Mike Priestner joining me here in the first intermission.